T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, joining us right now on Bull and Fox, Mark DeRosa, MLB Network analyst. Of course, you can watch Mark co-host MLB Central, plus fans can continue to vote for the MLB All-Star teams online via MLB.com, and fans attending next week's games against the Royals will receive an MLB Network tote bag, as all our guests do. Mark joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mark, welcome to Bull and Fox. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Let's start here. I know we haven't reached the midway point. We're just shy of that, but just over 70 games in the books. What's the biggest storyline in baseball today?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would like to bounce all over the place for me. I mean, I think there's so many. Biggest storyline for me would have to be the team in your division, I would say.
That's what I thought.
At the top. Yeah. I think it would be the Minnesota Twins. I think we thought they were going to be better. I thought they were going to be better last year when they made a couple kind of savvy signs with the Lance Lynn's of the world, and it didn't work out, kind of regrouped, got better at the margins again this year, brought in some power with Crone and Nelson Cruz. Marwin Gonzalez kind of fell in their lap late in the process, so I think for them to be sitting where they're currently sitting with, what was it, a 10.5 game lead, if I'm not mistaken?
10 games, yeah.
10 games, yeah.
10 games right there. I didn't think anybody saw that. I think they saw maybe right now, if we're being honest, Cleveland by 5.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we thought, too. I mean, it's been a disappointment.
Well, not me. I picked the Twins to win the division.
Did you really?
I did.
I couldn't go away from the pitching. At the end of the day, I think it always begins and ends on the mound. I think you can bash your way through 162. I also think you can get hot, but if you're going to ride out both the sprint and the marathon, I think you got to be stout on the mound. And you always came back to Bauer, Kluber, Carrasco. Bieber was taking another step forward. So, I mean, injuries have certainly hit the team as well as, some guys not performing as great as we've seen them perform in the past.
Well, here's the question, though, with the Twins. I mean, I picked them to win the division, not by 10 games. Yeah. Do you think they'll come back to earth at all, or this is just, hey, they're proving it, and they're gonna win this thing by double-digit games?
Yeah, I don't think they have to come back to earth, because I think they realize now that they're good. They're going to continue. They have a front office that's going to continue to add. I think they're getting production from guys they were kind of waiting on. The Max Keplers of the world, they're only going to get more confident. The Jorge Polancos of the world, he might not be hitting 330 when it's all said and done, but I'd be hard-pressed to think he's not going to be above 300. I think they enjoy being around each other. I think they know their roles. And again, you're playing in a division where Cleveland, and through no fault of their own, I think it's just the finances and the way ownership goes about it. I think they've kind of tipped their hand as far as how they're going to approach maybe the rest of the season and kind of just the whole Francisco Lindor saga that's going to play out in the next 2 years. So I don't think in the rearview mirror Minnesota's really staring at anybody outside of Cleveland, and I think they're pretty far away. So nothing but confidence is going to be running out of Rocco Baldelli's mouth, and then you're going to probably have one or two monsters come walking in the door come August 1st.
Well, let's talk about that. Again, Mark DeRosa, MLB Network analyst. There's rumblings right now the Twins are having talks, and serious talks, it sounds like, with the Giants about Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. What can you give us on that?
You know, it's funny, sitting on the couch this morning, I kind of feel like, and I was with Bum when he was super young out in San Francisco in 2010, 2011. So obviously things in his life has certainly changed in the last 8 years, but I have kept in contact with him. And just to know the kind of the measure of the man, Minnesota does sound like a place he would entertain. I don't see him in Philly. I don't necessarily see him in pinstripes in New York, but I mean, I think 99.9% of the players have always wanted to put the pinstripes on just because of what they represent. So I could be wrong in that assessment. But what I love about Mad Bum is his no-trade list kind of is all the big teams. I don't know if Minnesota's one of them, but it's the Yankees, it's the Red Sox, it's the Cubs. So he's going to control the narrative of where he's going to go. But I could definitely see him pitching for the Minnesota Twins in a big spot.
Mark, do you think that Brad Hand will be one of the most sought-after guys near the deadline?
I do, especially for a team like the Atlanta Braves that's got to go to Buzzsaw and kind of shut down Bryce Harper's of the world, the left-handed bats of the Philadelphia Phillies, or on down the line in the National League, the Cody Bellingers and the Christian Yeliches. So I think he plays on anyone's team, though. My feeling. I mean, he's got one of the best breaking balls in the game. He creates deception. Hasn't been hit for a long time. So, yeah, I think he will be. I think Cleveland is – it's tough because you get Clevinger back yesterday with kind of mixed results, but at the end of the day, he's been damn good for a while now, at least last year. Bauer's gotten hot again after having a few clunkers. He's been unhittable his last two times out. I don't know the timetable on Kluber, but I got to assume he's back at some point. Carrasco's one of the better 2-3s in the game, so he could. I just you're a game and a half out of the wild card, and if you get in, no one's gonna want to play you out of just pure respect for what you guys have accomplished in this little run. So it's tough for me to think they're gonna punt, especially with Terry Francona. But they certainly would be. They would throw the whole trade deadline into a frenzy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously Brad Hand will be sought after. In the end, do you think that the Indians will definitely deal him, or are they going to be in a tough spot? Because all the things you said, hey, they still might be battling for a wild card spot.
You know, it's funny. If Brad Hand's going to get you back just an unbelievable haul, then I think you got to entertain it. Because I think bullpens can be fickle, and we've seen that this year. I mean, it's been the MO since 2015, the Kansas City Royals, to just like put monsters in the bullpen. We've seen kind of a little bit of a regression to the mean, even though a guy like Brad Hand's not going to necessarily get hit. But I still think Cleveland can win, even if they move a Bauer. I think they could win next year even if they move a Bauer. If that's a guy that's not going to sign for you long term and doesn't see his future there, I mean, he would be someone that I could see getting moved with them still selling the whole we're in it to win it kind of mantra.
Mark, the problem with the Indians has been, and the fans have certainly been frustrated about this. I mean, when you talk about, you know, you can still see them winning. I think from a pitching standpoint, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the bats here have really struggled, and we're wondering, are they going to finally call up Bobby Bradley? But, I mean, it leaves this lineup 1-9, with the exception of maybe Francisco Lindor, Carlos Santana. This lineup leaves a lot to be desired, and I think those are the decisions that Antonetti and Chernoff are really going to have to weigh near the trade deadline. Would you agree?
And that's it. Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. Obviously, we didn't. I mean, it's been since last August, and it's been chronicled mightily that just how Jose Ramirez has kind of never found it again after being one of the top hitters in all of baseball. So that's been a disappointment. Myself personally, and I know this guy hasn't been on the radar in a while, I was a huge fan of Bradley Zimmer when he burst on the scene, and his injuries have cost Cleveland Indians and their fan base, I think, a real true potential star there in center field. I thought he was going to be something special, and hopefully he comes back and proves to be that. That's why I think you can, the guys like Brad Hand, the guys like Trevor Bauer, the guys that you don't see in the next 2 or 3 years being a part of the Cleveland Indians, I think they could get you back a couple offensive bats. I think Kluber, Carrasco, Clevinger, Bieber, I think that's good enough. I personally do. I think that can get you through the marathon if everything falls right and you can stay healthy. So I do see a potential. We were talking about today, would you entertain the idea of a Clint Frazier coming back? If Bauer went to the Yankees, would the Indians, who already have traded him away for an Andrew Miller and it helped them, obviously, get to a World Series, but would that be something that, because Clint Frazier's proven offensively he can hit.
If he can stay healthy, yeah, the concussions.
Yeah, he can go right back into, you know, in that five or six hole in their lineup and be dangerous.
Right. What have you seen? Oscar Mercado, man, he really turned some heads in spring training, finally gets called up, little bumps in the road early, but he is really seeing the ball well now. It almost looks like the Indians fleeced the Cards on that deal. What do you see from Oscar Mercado?
This is hopefully a kid that's starting to come into his own. I always see this. We want, the game is so young, and these guys come bursting on the scene like the Ronald Acuna's of the world and the Alex Bregman's, that we kind of assume that that's just going to be the MO of a lot of these guys. And we've seen over the course of the year, the last 2 years, guys come at different times. And, I mean, obviously over his last seven games, he's crushing the baseball right now. I mean, to the tune, what is he, like 10 for his last 30, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, just somebody who's trying to understand how pitchers are going to attack him, understand how to digest video, the analytics, hunt pitches. I always said there's either people who hunt middle of the zone or hunt pitch. Freddie Freeman's a guy who hunts the middle of the zone because he's got such supreme bat-to-ball skills. And other guys have to kind of make it almost like a math equation and go through the numbers and through process of elimination. So I just think big-time talent with Oscar Mercado and a guy who's just getting more comfortable in his skin at the big league level.
Mark, how much longer will Francisco Lindor be an Indian?
I mean, for the sake of my show, I would love to be able to talk about the potential of him getting moved this year, but I just don't see how that makes any sense. I still think Cleveland is a team that can compete for a wild card, can compete for a division title, and there's no reason right now to make that move.
So it's not a question of if, it's just a matter of when, but you're saying you would...
I would love to believe he would sign an extension and
be a
Cleveland legend, but yeah. I read that same Athletic article I think the rest of the Cleveland fan base read, where the Mr. Dolan came out and said, enjoy him.
Yep.
That's the man who writes the check. So if he's saying to enjoy him for 2 years, I'd probably enjoy him for a year and a half.
We're talking to Mark DeRosa, MLB Network analyst. You can watch Mark co-host MLB Central, plus fans can continue to vote for the MLB All-Star teams online via MLB.com, and the fans attending next week's games against the Royals will receive an MLB Network tote bag. A couple more storylines here to go over, Mark, and we appreciate the time. Looking around baseball, the Yankees, here they are leading the AL East, and they've had just a laundry list of injuries. They lead the AL East, lead Tampa, lead Boston, and yet now we've got Aaron Judge, now we've got Giancarlo Stanton lurking.
Yeah.
How dangerous could these guys be here in the second half?
Very dangerous, especially if Masahiro Tanaka is going to throw the ball the way he threw it last night. Complete game shutout was unbelievable. They were my pick at the beginning of the year to win the World Series. I'm going to stay with them. What Brian Cashman has done, and I know he was given blank checks at one point in his career and probably didn't even want to approach it that way, to just go out and nail all the big-time free agents. What he's been able to do over the course of the last couple of years, kind of getting the Gleyber Torres of the world, dishing Andrew Miller for the Justice Sheffields that lead to a James Paxton, the guys, the DJ LeMahieu sign, when that came across the ticker, I was like, wow, that doesn't make a ton of... I mean, he works for every team, but I didn't see him in New York. He's fighting for an MVP right now. So, yeah, they're only going to get better. They're scary. I still think they need a starter, but I also believe the way they go about it, if Booney's able to rest his pen and keep three or four of those guys fresh, they're so deep out there that they can kind of shorten the game.
All right, we'll put you on the spot here in the final 30 seconds. World Series favorite right now as we speak in June?
Houston. And I say that very reluctantly.
Not much conviction, but that's okay.
I saw Altuve on a rehab assignment. He's coming back. The Dodgers just find a way. I don't know how it's humanly possible to go back-to-back-to-back World Series and lose two of them and find a way to get back to spring training and compete and go through that whole grind again. So my hat's off to the way they're playing, but I would have to lean Houston right now.
Mark, we enjoy your coverage on MLB Network. All the best the rest of the season. Hope to do it again soon. Thank you, bud.
All right, guys. Thank you. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.